Welcome. Today, I have the great honor of interviewing Your Excellency, Mr. Selçuk Ünal. I'd like to begin by thanking you immensely for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. I'll begin by asking you the following question. Ambassador Selçuk Ünal, can you please begin by telling us more about your background, along with how you came to Ottawa?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, first of all. Well, I joined the Foreign Service 23 years ago, and I started to work in the Western European Department. And I'm sure, as you have seen from the CV, I worked in different departments in the headquarters and served in four different places overseas, two of them being UN posts. And my last post and position in the ministry was first spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry, and then the foreign policy advisor to the foreign minister. So I worked in these two consecutive posts without an interruption of 4.5 years, and then I had the honor to receive the notification to be appointed as Turkish ambassador to Canada.
And as the 27th Turkish ambassador to Canada, would you be able to discuss the impact of the work that is done by the Turkish embassy in Ottawa?
Of course. Needless to say, like every embassy, like every ambassador, our first priority is to represent Turkey, our country, in Canada, with all means, be it, you know, political, economic, public diplomacy, cultural events and issues. Secondly, our task as the embassy is to further promote friendship between two allied nations and NATO countries. NATO alliance is the biggest link attaching two countries. So thirdly, of course, since two countries, two nations are trading, we would like to increase our trade as much as possible. And last but not least, of course, send different perspectives of our country in Canada to the Canadian people who have been very friendly.
And I have to say that Turkish culture, history, tradition, and tourism is significant. How would you say that the Canadian government has played an active role in building a strong relationship between Canada and Turkey today?
Of course, Canada is being a multicultural country and having so many peoples from so many nations in itself, it is encouraging every other incoming culture and people, but of its part. So the Canadian system and the culture is welcoming and encouraging every people from overseas, including the Turkish people. And since the start of the nation, there have been now 1,000, if not more, Turkish citizens who have become mostly Canadian Turks in Canada, living in peace. From the perspective of Canadian government, I think it will not be a surprise for me to reiterate that the new Canadian government first Prime Minister Trudeau's first foreign visit was Turkey at the margins of the G20 summit held in Antalya, Turkey in November, last November. And that was, great visit, which was followed by other visits. Last one being the foreign minister paying a working visit to Turkey to attend the international conference on Somalia, which we hosted in Istanbul. Mr. Dion was there last month, and he had extensive talks with our foreign minister as well. On other note, of course, Canadian authorities are always welcoming and encouraging every kind of cultural event that we are hosting or supporting in Canada.
Certainly, and I have to say that Turkey and Canada share many common values, such as democracy, human rights, the rule of law, and free market economy. During the Cold War, both countries have been strong supporters of these values. In addition, Turkey and Canada have strong bonds of alliance within NATO. Both nations serve as leading actors of international politics and economics. Please discuss the significance and the impact of the relationship between Turkey and Canada, along with the relationship between these nations and NATO as a whole.
Sure. During the First War, when Canada was in a different status, there was a participation from Newfoundland with the Newfoundland Regiment for the Gallipoli campaign. Mm-hmm. And this attempt, even though there were so many casualties on the Canadian side, I think is another linchpin linking two nations from a historical perspective. What I mean is the Canadian authorities or the Newfoundland authorities have been commemorating their attendance to that campaign exactly as we do, which means to remember the issues of the past, but to draw friendship from those days. Both countries actually celebrate but commemorate this war, and for the first time in the history of both nations, Canada was represented at a high level in the 100th anniversary of Gallipoli War. Captain Turkey, State Minister, was there, Lieutenant Governor of Newfoundland was there, and on the day of landing, which is the 21st of September, another six strong delegation from Newfoundland went to Turkey to commemorate that event, joining with the Turkish authorities for the first time in the history of relations of both countries. But of course, the relationship moved on. We have taken part on the same side during the Second War, after the Second War in Korea, the Cold War, afterwards, after the breakup of the Yugoslavia in Kosovo, then in Afghanistan, in Libya, and now we are united against the war in against terror. Turkey and Canada, based on values of human rights, democracy, pluralism, are taking part in the same coalition. But throughout the last century, our main backbone of the relationship was based on NATO alliance, and we have been staunch allies of NATO. Few members of non-European, non-EU members of the alliance, so that makes our job even more difficult in during the Cold War. Another point was that Turkey and Canada during the Cold War shared one of the few countries, two of the few countries who shared the direct border with the Soviet Union. So these links, I think, enhanced the relationship throughout the century, and today this relationship is ready to be further promoted on all the walks of life.
Your Excellency, Mr. Selçuk Unal, with your impressive background, you've been actively involved in building a strong relationship between Canada and Turkey, and you've been engaged in various associations and organizations geared towards not only educating the public about the significance and the impact of Turkey, but you have been one of the key diplomats who has been involved in various associations, and I do want to immensely thank you for your involvement during our forum, which happened on March the 9th. It was an honor to have you attend and speak at our economy forum, which took place at the Ontario Trade Center in Toronto. The economy forum, as you know, it came to life as a response to NATO's interest in economic development and security. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we do strive to help realize this goal by not only increasing economic trade among NATO allies and partner countries, but by encouraging an active dialogue within members of the community along with key stakeholders. I have to say that this business forum, it included representatives and companies from Turkey, Poland, Albania, Bulgaria, Georgia, Kosovo, Croatia, Hungary, and Macedonia, just to name a few. Please discuss the significance and the impact of the NATO Economy Forum on mining and infrastructure. And in addition, how did you find the Economy Forum overall?
I'll start with the last one, actually. This year's forum was, I think, much more interesting and much well attended, better attended than last year. It's growing, its attendance, the interest is pulling, what I realize is increasing every year. So I should say that I was very impressed, positively impressed by the high level attendance and the number of countries which attended. Both of them have increased compared to last year. And of course, regarding the first question, been attending the forum since I arrived here. I had the honor of delivering a couple of times talks there. Every time I see the solidarity among the Turkish and Canadian businessmen who are members of two United Allies, who give a high priority to this link and its business aspect. That's why every year it's getting more and more interest. And in terms of the mining cycle of this year, there are more than a dozen Canadian mining companies operating successfully in Turkey. It was our honor to greet them during the meeting, as well as other Turkish mining companies who have attended the PDAC and our meeting, NATO Association meeting, which we had the pleasure of meeting them and introducing them to their Canadian counterparts. From that perspective, I think the forum has been more than fruitful of every year.